I just want to pick your brain. I'm trying to figure out a way to create interest in this clinical trials exhibit. Mm-hmm. One of the things I thought about, and this may be totally insane, is something I'm calling design a trial, mm-hmm. in which we're going to ask people to submit their own ideas for trials they'd like to see get done, and maybe have them reviewed by some senior clinical investigators and discussed in one of our education programs. Any thoughts about whether or not you think that people would be interested in that, or we'd get any response to that?
I would love it personally. My favorite piece of modern internet technology is something called Wikipedia. Are you familiar with
sure.
that?
Sure, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, the concept behind Wikipedia is a very democratic one, which is that you get great ideas by involving as many people as possible and allowing them, in essence, to edit things into kind of the perfect mixture. We've done that from an encyclopedia standpoint, which, of course, is a class of retrospective look at the world. I think it would be lovely to do kind of a Wikipedia or an Oncopedia for clinical trials in which we got the collective wisdom of the greater cancer community working in terms of what would be a practical and reasonable trial design. That's a fascinating idea. I think many physicians in private practice feel that they are, in essence, cut out of the design and development process for many of the trials. And we, like other groups, have wrestled with this. We have very active community members who are co-chairs of our trials and who are involved in the design process on a regular basis. But I think there's still a perception out in the community that we don't have enough of that. These guys are every bit as bright as the people who are in academia. One could argue, of course, that they might be brighter because they're not in academia. And I think it'd be lovely to try and get these people involved, and I suspect you would find a fair amount of excitement from many of them.
That's interesting. And let me get back to you, because I'd love it if you want to be involved with this.
I think it'd be cool.
Do you think there's a lot of innovation out there that we could tap into?
So here's the sledge theory of progress in cancer, okay, which is to say I think progress is basically driven by two things. One is by theory and the other is by technology. Technology, of course, is new agents, and you deal with the new agents that you've got. Theory is, for large parts of oncology history, has actually dominated oncology. If you look at things like high-dose chemotherapy, dose-dense chemotherapy, high-dose intensity chemotherapy, issues surrounding duration and schedule, those in large part are theory-driven as opposed to technology-driven. We're now in an era where actually technology has kind of rebounded because we have so many new drugs available. It kind of makes you wonder whether or not we actually need kind of a recurrence of theory-driven stuff. And I actually think that you might get some great ideas from people in practice about that. It's time to be clever. And one of the most pernicious thoughts in all of oncology is that there's this sort of priesthood of the brilliant that somehow is capable of designing all of these things. I'm a small-D Democrat. I actually think that we can get a whole lot more out of our populace of oncologists than we've been able to get so far.
All right, dude. Well, I've got you signed up then as one of the judges.
Absolutely.
I love it.